We are talking sport. Now, with the better weather on the way, or so we hope anyway, fingers crossed, you may be thinking about trying some sports for yourself. And if you are blind or partially sighted or have a disability, it's a great way of improving your confidence, meeting new people and finding skills you never thought you had. And who knows, you perhaps could be a Paralympian of the future. Well, there are all sorts of ways to get help and assistance to do that. And to tell us more, we have with us Henry Shipley from the English Institute of Sport. Henry, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
So we're talking about the Olympics and Paralympics here. These are lofty heights that people can get to, if we take the Paralympics as an example, but it is a pathway that many people perhaps don't think is open to them.
Yeah, definitely is. That's sort of where we come in, I guess. It's finding people who potentially have the drive and determination and the passion for sport and want to try and see if they can get to those lofty heights and offer them up an opportunity to test and see if they are up to the task, as it were.
People may not know that they perhaps have the potential to do this. So, I mean, what ways can you help them do that?
So the campaign that we're talking about now, a thing called Discover Your Gold. And what it is an opportunity to sign up and then you'd be invited along to an event where you'd be put through a few sort of physical tests, but more importantly, an opportunity to talk with 12 Paralympic sports and understand the pathways within those sports and what could potentially be next steps on your journey, if your journey is towards a Paralympic Games.
And as you see, it is a journey and people do require help and support, you know, even just to find the potential to do that. But, you know, if you do spot people with some potential, what's open to them?
Well, really, it would depend on sport by sport and their impairment. But if they were successful as part of this campaign, potentially end up within a sport, they'd be going into a development program run by an NGB where they'd be given access to, you know, good quality coaching and potentially in the future, other support services such as nutrition or strength and condition. As I say, it really depends on a sport by sport basis and I guess how far you end up going within that sport.
And there's all sorts of help there then from yourselves, and you have this current campaign underway. What does it involve people doing then if they think, well, yeah, okay, maybe I could get in touch and find out what's on offer and what can you do for me?
So I guess the first place to go is the UK Sport website, which is at uksport.gov.uk/talent, where there's a bit more information about the campaign and an opportunity to sign up, as I say, provide details about yourself. We've got a sign-up form there available that provides some information about your sporting history, your impairment. The sign-up closes on the 14th of May. You'd be invited to one of two events in June, and it goes from there. And I guess if you do have any questions about it, if you're looking on the website and potentially there's more information you'd want to see, we've also got an email address, which is always worth getting in touch with, which is discoveryourgold@eistowin.co.uk is with a numerical 2.
Henry, let's hope people do get in touch. Who knows, we could find some Paralympians of the future. But for the moment, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.